KMJ News Time, 7:49, just about 7:50, and today is Monday, and when you put those two things together, that means that we have the pleasure of a visit with our good friend Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Gabe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, tell me about the former home of Phallus Paratus down on Fulton Street. There's going to be should we call it an occupancy change?
Yes, which is let's call it good news.
Yeah.
So Phallus Paratus is a Southern California-based clothing chain. Over the last few years, they closed all of their stores, so they're pretty much gone, including this big one on Fulton Street downtown that happened a couple months ago. It was in a section that used to be the Fulton Mall, which is really, you know, since they put a street through there, it's been seen as a bellwether for the success of downtown Fresno revitalization. So the closure was seen as a really bad news. But the good news is there's a new tenant coming in. So it's going from selling clothes to selling shoes. WSS is a chain of shoe stores. It's about 100 stores, mostly in California and a few around the Southwest. Its latest store over there is being called a pop-up, actually. It's located in the space that was left empty by Phallus, and it's a really big space. I went by there Friday morning. Employees were busy inside the store. They're setting up shop. And I was told that it would be open this past Saturday. The signage out front, temporary signage, said that it would be a holiday pop-up, but they might be trying out the building to see if it's a good fit. So possibly could be longer than a holiday thing, or so I was told by a person who was manning the front door. There's two existing stores for WSS in Fresno, one at Kings Canyon and Chestnut, the other at Clinton and Weber near the Vallarta Market. There's also one in Visalia. So interesting thing, last year Foot Locker acquired WSS, which used to be called Warehouse Shoe Sale, for the tidy sum of $750 million. Part of why they did that was for its customer base, which is rooted in the Hispanic community. So that location on Fulton Street would seem to be a good location for a permanent store. That building has some challenges. You know, it's known for its AC going out in the summer, which is never a good thing. But, you know, it's exciting to see a building get occupied. You don't want to see these large spaces be empty for long. So, yeah, new place to go get some shoots.
That's good stuff right there. We're talking with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. And, you know, I thought you might want some musical underscore for this, because the Clovis Haunted Trail is back. Go ahead.
Yeah, exciting stuff. So it's haunted houses, haunted hayrides. It's that time of season now. There's a haunted trail coming back for a second year in Clovis. It's called the Clovis Haunted Trail. It's located behind the Parkway Trail Shopping Center right there on Willow and Neese. Part of the Clovis Old Town Trail, which is a trail that runs through kind of a big swath of Clovis. It's going to have 13 scare zones. There's going to be local vendors. There's going to be candy stands for the trick-or-treaters. It's promised to be a fun time for families. It's being organized for the second year by Felina Merrihart. She's the owner of 13 Prime Steak, which is in that shopping center.
It's a great place.
And we talked to her. Yeah, I've heard
that. Oh, I've been there. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and she loves seeing the kiddos get dressed up and having fun. This looks like this is just sort of a passion project for her. It's also made possible by sponsors, including Mona Wind Casino, Kids Care Schools. The shopping center's in on it. Red Carpet Car Wash is the newest sponsor. And it's all for a good cause. It's a fundraiser that will benefit SenCal Youth Sports. And the kids are getting involved. You know, student athletes are part of it. They're going to be manning the frights and the haunts. Buchanan High School students are going to be volunteering as zombies, creepy clowns, and, you know, just to get the mood right. It's going to be held the Friday through Sunday before Halloween. That's the 28th through the 30th. Tickets are available at ClovisHauntedTrail.com and at the gate. And encourage everybody to go out and have a fright for a good cause.
I'm thinking from now on, maybe I just have this music as an underscore when I bring you on.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, I do too. What do you think about you, Matt Otstad, and yours truly all being zombies on the Clovis Haunted Trail? I kind of, there's everything good about this story. Everything. It's just wonderful for the, you know, what's happening and how it's all structured. I think we should all be a part of this.
I think you're on to something, Christopher.
All right. I'm gonna look into that for us. Good stories this week. Good stories every week. He is Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Joins us every Monday at about 7:49, 7:50. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right.